Well, the USDA People's Garden Initiative is meant to bring gardening back into vogue. But what about those who don't have the land and resources to set up a full-fledged backyard garden? Well, Florida NRCS plant material specialist Mimi Williams set out to solve that dilemma by using many local NRCS offices as an example.
They don't own their property or they have no land available. So we came up with the idea of doing a type of garden that somebody that is a homeowner that lives in a city can do, that doesn't have access to outside ground or not a very large area or maybe only cement. We came up with some little micro garden ideas.
William says a micro garden is essentially a container garden.
Instead of doing vegetables, though, we used wildflowers or pollinator species. Because in addition to gardening to produce food for people to eat, it's also important to keep plants out there that help keep the pollinators alive so they can pollinate the food plants.
William says they grew native Florida wildflowers, which served a variety of purposes.
It served the purpose of demonstrating to the field office people what some of these plants looked like, because a lot of them weren't familiar with them, and it was a good conversation point for people visiting the offices, saying, what have you got out there? So they could talk about the pollinators and about gardening.
And Williams points out that there are other options available to those with a need for container gardens.
They've actually got a lot of vegetable crops, tomatoes and squash and other types that have actually been selected to do very well. Certain varieties have been selected to do very well in little containers. So we're not necessarily raising the big boy tomatoes in the pot gardens, but we're raising the little patio tomatoes that actually taste usually better than what you buy in the store.
Williams says they are already planning on expanding their efforts for next year. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.